Hey, welcome to lesson number 3 in the Novice DimLock project course. We've been doing a lot of audio, and there'll be some video obviously mixed in with this over time, versus just writing it out, because I think it's just easier for renewal's sake. You can just sit there and you can listen to it and make notes from it, sort of like the lectures in university and that sort of thing. Actually, this was pretty much the way the classes were taught to me by Grandmaster Steve, was we sat and we listened intently for quite a bit of time. Now, as we get this going, I had you guys in the last lesson take a look at the alarm points, do some memory work with them, and we're going to do a little bit of a comparison here between Kyusho and DimMock, because DimMock truly is above Kyusho. Now, I don't say that in any kind of derogatory way or for the use of Kyusho whatsoever, just the systems in which it works. Now, when we look at the use of alarm points in Kyusho, the purpose of them is to very quickly be able to shut someone down. As an example, if I strike Conception 12, that gives me stomach on bilaterally on the body. And that also gives me all of the yin meridians bilaterally on the body as well, because I struck a point on conception. Now, that will enable a very, very quick stomach 5 knockout. Stomach 5 is a very useful point because on most people it is accessible. There are some people that it is not, but it's true for anything. But the ability to do the quick knockout is extremely important in Kyusho because you can end an altercation very quickly that way. So now let's take a look at the same strike from a DimMock standpoint, right? And the purpose of it, which is really completely different. By striking Conception 12 with an energy strike versus a conventional strike, even though the strike may be tied to an element, it's not a heavy energy strike as it would be in DimMock with a vibrating palm. I am not really interested in the idea that I have just activated those meridians across the body. I am interested in the fact that I have now affected the organ itself. Right? I have done damage to the ability for the stomach to function properly. Now, that particular strike, executed correctly, will probably induce vomiting in the person. I have seen Kyusho strikes to various parts on the stomach that were very high energy strikes because of the circumstances by which they were done. And in those particular cases, the one particular case that I can recall very well, it caused vomiting very, very quickly. Right? And that was actually a stomach 5 hit. Now, that is not the norm that will happen. However, if there are stomach issues at the time of the strike, then you can get that result. The idea with DimMock is while you are driving energy into the alarm point, you are going to have a heavy, heavy effect on the organ. Right? Now, of course, this requires that you do your chi work, and we will be in subsequent lessons, we will be getting into the chi work very, very heavily. But right now at the beginning here, we're just kind of sort of doing an overview of what is going on with these particular types of strikes. Right? Now, I want you to do a little bit of work with using the alarm points. Hopefully you have an uki that you can work with. And I want you to do some comparison work between a Kyusho strike and a DimMock strike with it. Now, we're not going to actually at this point do a DimMock strike. I'm going to explain to you how you will do an energy injection into that particular point versus striking it, because we don't want to start shutting down organs either as we're doing this. Okay, so the first place we go with this is get your uki and have him stand in front of you, right? And you're going to do, we'll use stomach since we were talking about stomach. If you want to do this with a different meridian, by all means do it. However, stick to yang meridians. Don't do any of the yin meridians at this point, right? Because I want to do all the training on yang, because the organs tend to bounce back better, right? With the exception of liver, but stay with gallbladder or stomach or any of the yongs. It's just better at this point. I would avoid bladder simply because you might get wet. Okay? So what you're going to do is, with the uki just standing there, give a reasonably decent strike, maybe like 35-40% power, grasping motion to conception 12 to activate everything. Then afterwards, you can lightly tap stomach 5 and you will see that you will get a very, very strong result. If you don't want to do the stomach 5 thing because you're concerned about somebody going out on you, you could use the alarm point stomach 25, which will give you large intestine. You could then press large intestine 10 and see how much higher the pain threshold, the pain response will be compared to just pressing it normally. Now, this is the desired Kyusho Jitsu result. Right? Play with that a little bit. Play with it through different meridians even, but stay yang again, so that you see the before and after effect of the alarm point, because it is important. Because using Dim Mak on the street is an evolution of thinking as well. Right? So give that a shot. Now it's time to go on to how to do the Dim Mak part. Now, the energy strike in Dim Mak will cause an enormous effect. It'll cause an enormous Kyusho effect, as well as begin to cause a shutdown of the organ itself. Now, we don't want to shut down the guy's organs, but we want to see the enhanced effect of it. So what you need to do in this particular case is create yourself a good Qi ball, right? Work the Qi ball. You've got lots of information, especially in I believe it was Dim Mak stage 2, which I went into a great deal of energy development in that those videos. Okay? Create yourself a very good Qi ball. Stand, and again, we're going to just talk about stomach 5 as an example. Give a light tap to stomach 5 beforehand. Give him a few minutes to heal. And then with that Qi ball, inject with your hand, inject that Qi ball into conception 12. Push it right in. See it go in. Visualize it going in. Now that is going to cause quite a disruption of that entire system, right? They're going to feel a little bit funky and come up and tap stomach 5, but be prepared to catch them as they're going down, because the result will be huge when you do that, right? Whether they go down or not, okay, afterwards do a resuscitation on them. Just more or less, especially in the spinal column, to more or less make sure that the energy flow goes back to normal and they are not going to feel the effects of it in the stomach organ itself at a later time. Right? Because it's very, very possible that they won't feel well. Now, had you struck them with that energy, you would not have the opportunity to knock them out because they would be on the ground from doing it at an alarm point. Right? So, to recap here, you're going to pick an alarm point, you're going to strike it according. Now, remember, when you're striking an alarm point, you strike it according to what the point is, not what it is an alarm point for. Okay? Now, in the case of the conception ones, striking with a grasping motion is the best thing to do above all of the others. If you're striking stomach 25, you're not going to vibrate. You're going to penetrate because it's stomach 25, even though you're attacking large intestine. Okay? So keep that all in mind as you're doing it, and then test the result of the alarm point compared to no alarm point. And then, again, Qi ball, inject the Qi ball without actually striking them, just push it in, right? And see, you will get a tremendously enhanced effect on whatever the meridian is that the alarm point is for. Just be careful that you don't go too far. When we start to do the energy work with the work I've done with vibrating palm, we will not be using alarm points to do it, but we will certainly talk about it. Right? We will be using much more benign areas of the body at that particular point in time. Anyways, that is it for this particular lesson. Please leave your questions below, and we will be back next time. Have a great day, guys. Ciao.